Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, y'all? Fisher Lumps Radio. That was Mr. James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Yo, James actually cursed on that track.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he said, shoot. Get ready, you motherfuckers, for the big payback. Yo.
I know.
Yeah, yo, it took me a minute. And they play that on the radio all the time. I don't think they catch it. You know, but James definitely leaned my
nah,
business.
They can't play that part on the radio. They must
they play it
out.
All the time. All the time they play it. Guarantee you, when you listen to the payback on any radio show and they're playing it, that's not getting censored. That is getting, that's slipping through the cracks. James figured it out. Just like God. They don't censor that. Exactly. Those guys right there got through. And I'm sure through that gibberish that Michael Jackson does, he's saying some slick stuff too. You know? You know, he's saying something. You know what I mean? Mike's saying something weird.
And you know Prince says too.
He
Prince
said with the
washcloth.
Isn't he saying that?
Come on, with the washcloth. Don't stop taking it enough. Come on, with the washcloth.
Yo, let me ask y'all something, man. Real talk. Like y'all know, y'all seen Mike coming up. I mean, everybody's seen Mike come up from a young kid and all that. But did anybody ever notice that Mike possibly wasn't the most masculine dude in the world?
No, come on, and, stop it.
Right? I mean, it could be possible that maybe Mike, you know what I mean? Maybe. Is it possible? You know what I mean? Maybe,
who,
a, you know.
Who
I didn't see it coming
that?
Up, man. I didn't see it until the 80s, man, to be honest.
Oh, no, I peeped that. But, you know.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I watched it. You know, think about it. I'm like, Leroy was the best dancer in Fame. I'm just saying, and out of the Jackson 5, Mike was the best. Now, I'm not saying that that's an attribute for him to be, you know, but I'm just saying. I looked at some old Mike videos the other day, and he just was moving a little odd, you know. I mean, you know, than other
brothers. Too feminine for
you?
A little too feminine for you? A little too feminine for you?
For me, I don't really care one which way or the next. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to define the charges. You know what I'm saying? To see if it's a possibility that, you know, those accusations might be based upon something that we may have overlooked. That's all. You know, nothing serious, party people. You know, just something to think about. You dig? Just something to think about. You know? But, I mean, so, Shay, break it down.
Yes.
For me. Party people,
what's
this show is actually about what y'all need in your life. And you can probably bless your kids with it too. A book. Now we getting our book game up, you know, tonight. And
yes,
basically.
See, but
the
I'm
definition
not finished
of a good
with it,
book.
Though.
It's okay. We can break it down so the party people can understand. And not only that,
all
but
right.
I ran through it. Now, dig. A good book got to keep you captivated. You know, you got to be in tune with the author. He has
Word.
To take you to that place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can't be like, you know, homework. I mean, this has to be very entertaining for you, and you need a
Word.
Good read. You know what I mean?
You
a
can't.
Good read.
You
want to
not
about...
put it down. You want to
exactly.
be upset when you get to your stop on the train and you have to put it away. You want to be upset by that. Like, damn, I want to go like 3 more stops so I can finish that chapter.
Yeah,
that's
but the
book
is so
me.
Good that you can go through 8 hours of working, get back on the train, and remember the number of the page
oh.
that you left.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. That's captivating shit right there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or have a
like,
Pokemon.
Like Monster and whatnot, man. That shit had me.
Oh,
I was
a good book.
I was on the line waiting for tokens and shit and reading that shit.
Yeah.
Word
yeah,
up, man.
Yeah, Cody Scott was a mofo. You know, he meant it. He put in that
Cody
work.
Scott.
I mean, yeah. And, let me tell you something, man. Now, shout out to y'all L.A. brothers, man. But real talk, you know, New York wasn't doing the whole Jerry Curl thing, and we kind of was geeking on the whole Jerry Curl thing. Now, we knew y'all dudes really putting that work out there. That was your culture.
Definitely.
And it's a damn shame that it crossed over on this side, and it just got pimped out like how hip-hop got as
soon as cannibalized.
Went to the market. Yeah, it's got tore up. Your whole gang culture got kind of like twisted and you know, regurgitated. But
I
my
would
thing
took offense
was,
to it if I was them, but anyway, go ahead.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did, man. But, you know, I mean, it's out of their control, really. You know, and it's out of, you know, because you got to think about it. You know, even with the gang culture situation, just even with your normal L7s, you got to deal with bad seeds. You got to deal with bad seeds. There's hard heads. They don't listen. And that's the same thing they're dealing with on their end, except they got some dangerous little seeds that's running around, you know, poisoning other kids, you know, with that foolish lifestyle. You know what I mean? Because you don't have to live that way no more. You know what I mean? Those were survival, you know, means of survival for bad times, but you don't have the same bad times, so you don't need the same tactics. You know what I mean? But as far as books go, all right, we're talking about captivating authors. I'm going to throw one up in the air that we all have actually touched on because this guy's a great author, in my opinion. Mr. Donald Goines. That's a classic right there. Yeah, all his books are classic.
Yeah.
All his books. Mm-hmm. I have my personal favorites. But right now, Shay, from what you've been reading, she's reading Dope Fiend.
I'm enthralled and disgusted all at once, and it's fantastic.
You know, it's killing me, DJ No Request. You can't find like the Donald Goines books like in order like you want. Like you used to be able to pass by, you know, brothers selling books on the streets. I can't even find them joints anymore like that. Maybe I'm not looking in the right places and whatnot, but I cannot find. Used to see a whole. You'd have them in order. Dudes would be selling them now. I can't even find them. Like I said, I like to think that I'm not looking in the right places. That's what it is.
It was recommended
to
me, and I found it on BN.com.
Okay, see.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed the
Amazon,
Barnes and Noble. The original
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, they changed the covers, though. So, I mean, see, I wouldn't collect those. I need the original ones. You know, I need the original artwork, the original books, you know.
DJ,
they're
another
a whole
question.
New
you know, remember
now.
Our brother Sam? You remember our brother Sam? He had the original covers for them shits, man. That used to be his punishment assignments to read that. We'd be in the basement chilling and whatnot, be spinning records. Sam, tell your friends to go home, read a book. And he read all them shits, and he had the original covers on them shits, man.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a punishment for me. That'd be like, okay, all right, let me go.
Mm-hmm. He'd be like, y'all got to go. He'd be like, yo, y'all get the fuck out. And he'd have the book in his hand while he's kicking us out.
Mm-hmm. See, that ain't no punishment.
Rest in peace, brother Sam. Rest in peace.
Peace. Word up, man. Sam Thomas.
So how's the book working for you so far, Shay? Just give me a little bit, just a little something. What you working with?
So far, so good. It starts off crazy, like just crazy, all types of barnyard fuckery in a dope house. Like, no, for real. Like this dude, what's his name? Smokey runs a dope house, and he makes these chicks do crazy things for a hit, like crazy, freak, nasty, just disgusting, down and dirty.
Elaborate.
Grimy. He makes these chicks like perform sexually with his dogs in the middle of the room around, I mean, they don't really give you an exact count, but I'm assuming like 30, 40 like fiends. Just sitting there watching, but they don't really care because they just sitting there nodding, they get high. They don't give a fuck. But he gets off on that shit. And he's constantly whacking. Oh, my. Ooh.
That's crazy.
Like I told you, I'm like, part of me is like, ew, that's nasty. Oh, my God, that's, oh. But the other part is, wait, what's the next page?
Right. Yeah, it's definitely it's a captivating read. And besides, and I'll tell you what I like about the actual book itself is the fact that now it really was like that. During that heroin rain, it was crazy. And we talking about, you know, and Mr. Goins, you know, he's from Detroit. You know, it hit everywhere. All in poverty.
Yeah, that's where
it hit all
place.
Aspects of this country. That's the wild part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was
but
hard.
Thing,
I mean, you could see. Ugh, such a
the other thing I like about it is that it actually gets you. It really gets you involved in the characters, though, because you really want them to do. You want them to, like, I not clean up your act. Come on, come on, come on. And I don't know what happens at the end because I'm kind of right in the middle of it. But I'm really involved in these characters now. I really want them to, like, you know, do better, be better. But that's just, you know, my bleeding heart.
I hear you. But that's good because you connected with it, and that the power of a good author will definitely connect with his readers, and that brother is definitely a gifted guy. Rest in peace to Mr. Goins, because unfortunately, his lifestyle led to his early demise. So
Word.
We're stuck with the collection we have, and that's it.
Word.
You know,
what
it,
what happened? But, him and his wife, motherfuckers broke up in his crib and killed him and his wife, but left the kids or something.
Indeed, that's the way that's the way I remember it.
Donald Goins writes no more.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's another book if y'all want to check that out. But, you know, definitely, party people, y'all need to go and check Mr. Goins' whole catalog. Now, I know it's a bunch of you brothers like, man, I've been read that, but this is for the people who have it, you know. Definitely check out Goins' catalog. Exactly. You can start off with Dope Fiend, Horse Son, Swamp Man. These are my personal favorites. And Crime Partners was one of my favorites, which led into the whole Kenyatta series. That was like the first one.
That was
so,
a movie.
You know
they made a movie. Dude's locked up now. He produced a movie, Crime Partners. There was a couple
of
books.
Yeah, but it was it wasn't good.
There was a couple of books.
There was only one movie. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
It was two movies that was made from his books, Crime Partners, and what's the other one?
DMX joint.
Never Die Alone
DMX
or something. Was... Don't Die Alone.
Yeah,
some shit like that. With DMX?
Yeah, Never Die Alone.
That shit was all right. Actually, Crime Partners was all right, too. It was all right.
You know what's adaptation from the books that really worked for me was Trick Baby. When they did the Iceberg Slim book over. They did this movie in the 70s, and that was a great movie.
Man. I got that on VHS and got that on DVD.
Exactly. Trick Baby was a classic. You know, I mean, the movie was good. And the film was good. And you know which adaptation also was good as well? The Spook Who Sat by the Door. That was a great film.
Oh, my
and a
the soundtrack
book.
Was phenomenal, dude. Herbie Hancock. Yeah, The Spook Who Sat by the Door. And Sam H. Greenlee just died, ending of last year? The author.
Rest in peace.
Greenlee. He just died. Yeah. Oh, my. That movie was phenomenal. Did you know that is, and I know we're going to be monitored for this, that is required reading in the FBI Academy?
It should be. Things fall apart.
Required
people,
reading
you
at
know.
The FBI Academy.
You know, I think that's definitely something that, you know, the party people need to check out. I mean, if you have your books, and we're not even going to just call them black books, like it's some kind of genre, but they're actually very interesting reads. You have The Spook Who Sat by the Door definitely goes on that list, even though it's not in the Goins collection, but, you know, it's along the same era, and it gives you it's a really ill story about, I guess, they had to recruit a group of black people to kind of color the FBI a little bit, you know, add some color. So they had a group, and they're testing them so they can, was it the FBI or the CIA?
It was the FBI. Wait a minute. No, it was the CIA.
It should have been.
It was the CIA.
Yeah, so, you know, and you know, with them testing these guys, there's this one guy who just doesn't want to be a part of their team. So basically, you know, the guy's talking about, let's get a gentleman and see everyone, and they're all with it, young Chum Chum. He's not playing that game. He's getting straight A's. He's staying to himself. He's not in the
thing. Staying to himself, offended the other recruits by that.
Exactly, yeah. What they do, they
put him in the mail room.
Absolutely did. Yeah, it was basically, you know, it was really like a like them, you know, the CIA was like playing with lab rats. They had all the rooms bugged, you know, and this guy seemed to be so in tune that he knew what was going on. So they couldn't figure this guy out. I mean, the CIA, forget his peers, the CIA couldn't figure this guy out. So everybody else got washed off. They incorporated him into the CIA, and what this guy did was take all the information they gave him, and
he learned
the streets.
Word.
And you know, I'm gonna leave it on that. And you know, y'all can follow the book and you know, read it. But that's a phenomenal.
That's the
read.
Shit right there, man.
The
that is the shit.
Yeah,
the Spook Who Sat by the Door by Sam H. Greenlee.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. I think you know that we had some serious writers back then. Right now, we the I guess the focus point now is like you know dry humping and you know crack money and all that. But these people kind of like really caught the times right now. You know, I mean not right now, but at the time they you know they definitely had it down to a science. But on that note,
no fucking.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Everybody's dry humping for cash right now. You know, it's kind of sick and demented, but that's what they're doing. You know, but party people dig this. Right quick, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to throw in Claudine. You know what I mean? So, you know, y'all can get into a little bit of groove. This is the Claudine. It's the Camp Low version. Can
I
you
want
dig
some
it?
TJ or Swan Texas. Now, man.
Ah, the Albee Square Mall.
Sweet, sweet, sweet Claudine. Don't worry about it, Claudine. Gonna be alright. Ball is ball.
This book to me a few months back, and I could not stop literally until I read every single book in this series. There are, I think, 15 of them, and I just finished, and I'm sitting here like twiddling my thumbs like I need the next one. I feel like a dope fiend with this book.
Is that kind, of, that kind of read?
Aloysius Pendergast. Like, just, yeah. He's
the baddest. Baddest dude from New Orleans.
He got me just so I'm wrapped up. I'm totally wrapped up. I couldn't stop. No, I'm serious. I couldn't stop.
I'm caught up.
I think I think I surpassed you in the reading, didn't I?
Yeah, you've definitely read all of them. I haven't read all of them, you know.
Every single last one. I couldn't stop. I was a fiend, seriously.
Yeah. Preston and Child, party people.
Mm-hmm.
Preston and Child. You know,
yeah.
If you look up their catalog, you will not be disappointed. They definitely
mm-hmm.
are not playing. And the research they did on ancient New York
yeah.
is phenomenal. And the way they incorporated
crazy.
Into the stories are crazy. It makes you,
mm-hmm.
as a matter of fact, he actually, in Cabinet of Curiosities, if you read that book, I guarantee you, if you're walking around in the Battery on the Lower East Side late at night, you're going to feel very creeped out after reading this book.
Yeah, for
guarantee
real.
You. Very
not even
out,
there. Like,
you know.
I want to go, like, to Upper Harlem on Riverside Drive and check out the mansion.
True, exactly. Or,
but, I mean,
like,
I,
in Relinquary or Relic, when they went underground and they broke down all of New York City train tunnels from
yeah.
back, even abandoned tunnels.
Crazy.
You know, those are good books to read, definitely. I mean, it gives
definitely.
You a little New York information, and it's a ridiculous, ridiculous good story. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely Preston and Child is on that list, on that reading
yeah.
list. Phenomenal.
Wait a minute, hold on. Invite me to the party. This is... Yo, I'm serious. I'm for real. I feel like I'm like in the back of the class, or I need a late pass or some shit. Cabinet of Curiosities. Now, what's this, like, stories of old New York and all that?
Nah, he's a detective.
Yeah,
he's an FBI agent, and he's very weird. He's very eccentric and very stuck in his ways
rich.
Of doing things. Very, very wealthy. And he's just a crazy FBI agent, basically, is what it comes down to. But the majority of his books take place in New York, so they give you a little bit of background history. They keep it mostly, I guess, with reality. They definitely take some liberties, but they keep it mostly with reality. So
I learned something today. It's not even 12 o'clock yet. That's good. At least I learned something today. I did not, on the real, I feel real inadequate right about now, but thank you for putting me on.
Nah, bro, definitely
yeah,
check it out, man.
You should definitely check those out.
Because I'm like,
I'll tell you one thing. One of his books, I believe it was, no, this wasn't Cabinet of Curiosities. One of his books, I'll give you a little briefing on it. There's this scene in the beginning where, you know, they find a body in Central Park, and they go to the body, and they're like, yo, how'd this guy die? And when they check him, it's like the base of his spinal cord is missing. The body's intact base of the spinal cord missing. And he's like, well, how? Not by your neck either, on your lower back, right down there. It's gone. Big old bone just gone, and they're wondering what the hell's going on. And they're starting to find bodies like this, but it's like every 15 years a couple bodies will pop up like this. So at the end of the day, it was a guy who figured a way how to prolong his life by actually making some kind of serum with the spinal fluid from the base of people's spines. I'm just giving you a little briefing. You'd have to really get into the story to figure the rest out. But the dude was like 200-something years old, and he was a vicious dude, you know what I'm saying? And he met business in the streets of New York. And he was
and
really,
the author's name is Preston
like
Child?
Like, it's two
Preston
authors.
And Child. It's two authors.
Preston
one does
Child.
The research,
uh-huh.
yeah, and, you know, and one, you know, awesome, you know, they get busy. Uh-huh. Preston and Child.
All right, cool.
Awesome,
Spring.
Awesome
right,
situation.
Cool.
Yeah, most definitely.
You won't put it
the
down.
Thing-
I believe me, you won't.
The other thing that it makes you bug out on is the Museum of Natural History, because the majority of the books take place in New York, and they kind of focus on the museum. So imagine sitting in the museum reading one of those books about, like, people getting killed and monsters running around and all this type of shit, because that should have me bugging
yeah.
out. I was in the museum reading the book and, like, looking around like, okay, I think I'm going to leave now.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Yo, listen, he had me creeped out getting on the train, because in Relinquary, they had basically people, like the train would go through the tunnel and it would stop real quick. And like, you know how the train stops in between stations?
Yeah.
That long haul between
from all over
59th to 125th Street on the A train, that
yeah.
long asshole. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you getting it, because these guys live down there, and they beheading people and wowing out, and they jumping through the train window snatching pets. So, you know, that's crazy. That'll freak you out, man. You know, that'll freak
you out.
How long
has this series of books been out?
What was the first one? Well, I'll tell you, Fever Dream, which is one of them. Well, I can tell you when I read, the first one I read probably had to be like maybe 98, 99 or something like that.
Okay.
You know, that was
right.
the first one. I think that was, matter of fact, well, yeah, you ran through all of them. But the first one I read was Relic. I'm sure you're familiar with Relic, right?
I've heard, it was a movie like back in the like early 2000s
right.
or maybe even the late 90s or some shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they made it into a movie? I didn't know that.
Yeah. The book Relic, there's a part two called Relinquary, and that's crazy. You know, it's the same authors, and those were my first introduction into these authors. And these
you
guys
know, it's funny.
Amazing.
I believe I've seen that advertised on the train, like the authors, Preston and Child. Child is spelled C-H-I-L-D-E, right?
No E.
No E.
Wrong. Okay, sorry.
But I'm sure you've seen them because they have other
series.
But I saw,
like, you know, advertising. You know how you see, you know, by the lights, you know, they have the little advertisements.
Yeah. No, you definitely have, because I've seen some of their adverts also. They have a bunch of different series of books going on, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'm
all
sure.
They're New York Times bestsellers,
man.
So, you know, they up there. You know, they up
reading
there.
Is fundamental.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Part of you, it's book season. Yo, break the spring in and exercise your brain. I mean,
word
it's
up,
book
man.
Season. Can you dig it? I
word
mean, it don't
up,
have to
man.
Be a novel. If you want to read the dictionary, knock yourself out. But I challenge the party people out. Grab you a book and wrap yourself up and cut the TV off for a second. Just
cut the TV off, cut the internet off, and when I cut, what's that, Word Star Hip Hop off for a second and shit and check out some real shit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Sit your ass down and read a book.
Sit your ass, TMZ and shit. You know, fuck who's fucking who.
Yeah, indeed. Besides, we covered that last week. Y'all good. You know what I mean? Can you dig it? Word. Forget all that.
Yeah,
jazz,
we'll let y'all
man.
Know what's going on.
You know, but dig, now, as far as, you know, you're reading the Goins right now. What's your next Goins book you're going to tackle after this one?
I would like to see, like, I'd like to read them in order, so I don't know if this was his first book or not. If it's,
not
if this is not, no, I know, but I like to read, if I'm going to, like, go for an author, I like to read their books in order, like, how they wrote them.
I hear you, man.
So
I can dig it.
If this wasn't,
science.
Yeah, so if this wasn't his first book, then I'm going to do a little research and find out what was and then take it from there.
I got you. Mm-hmm. What is that? The original publisher was Penguin House, or something like that.
Penguin still got the rights to it, man.
Is that right? Yeah.
Somebody bought Penguin out, but Penguin still got the rights to them.
Wow.
Penguin's definitely.
And they're doing a hell of a good job, because you know,
in other words,
there's
somebody getting a check.
First. Black Girl Lost was the second.
Mm.
Then you had Horse Son.
Yeah.
El Dorado
Horse
Red.
And Jones.
Yeah. Daddy Cool, Cry Revenge, Swamp Man, Never Die Alone, Inner City Hoodlum, Crime Partners, which led to the Kenyatta series.
Okay,
and then you had Kenyatta's Escape.
Hate. Kenyatta's Revenge.
Right. So that all worked out, you know. So his first book was 1971, Dope Fiend, and it's an awesome book.
So that
Fiend
was the first
awesome
one.
Book.
So that was definitely the first one.
Mhm.
Okay.
Definitely.
Iceberg Slim, he's before Donald Goins, but his shit is a little bit out there for me. I'm like, huh? Yeah,
Mr. Beck is a little. No matter of fact, I read Mama Black Widow, and that was insane. That was a crazy ass book. You know, I mean, it was crazy. And the subject matter was to me was just off the wall, because he was talking about some guy who had a identity issue, and it seemed like he was confused about his gender.
Yeah.
Not only that, But, you know, as coming up as a young kid playing with the Reverend, it wasn't too good a deal for him, you know. Yeah, indeed. Y'all got to read it, get into it yourself. I'm not promoting the game.
He got a glossary on his shit because you can't understand his shit, man. Robert Beck.
He wrote his book with the slang they used back in the day. And, you know, that don't translate to, but, you know, nothing today.
Like
I mean,
late 1940s and 50s and shit, man. Word.
Yeah, indeed. Like, he gave me a sawbuck. What the hell is a sawbuck? You had to look that up, you know. That's a denomination of cash. You know, I didn't know that, you know. So, you know, it was definitely some business. But, I mean, but Iceberg, don't get me to telling you wrong now, party people. Iceberg do got some, he has the style. And it might not be for everybody, but he ain't Iceberg Slim for nothing, you know.
Word up, man.
He definitely ain't Iceberg Slim for nothing. And his first book was Pimp, I believe. You know what I mean? And he laid it down. He basically laid the groundwork down for a lot of pimps in the world of the day. So, you know,
word.
That's a book to check out.
Motherfuckers could thought they could just come out and just start pimping and shit. After reading this
Yep, absolutely. They was like, you know what, I read his books, I'm going to go out and start pimping. It's on. Very strange situation.
And
but,
you know the law, dude. If a pimp, if a hoe won't sell her ass, the pimp got to put his ass out there. That's some shit. That's some
shit. Let me tell you, this man lived a long time. Now, mind you, Iceberg Slim was born in 1918.
Damn, World War I just ended.
Yeah, he died in 92, yo.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
and
a
he
good
was a
life.
Pimp from 18 to the age of 42, he was a pimp.
Yeah. Mm. And he did it
you
in a couple
I mean?
Of cities, too.
Yeah. That was the
cities.
Story of his life. You know, pimp when he did the joint. You know, it was Pimp, Trick Baby, Long White Con, Mama Black Widow, The Naked Soul of Iceberg Slim, Doom Fox, you know, and that's, I think, Death Wish, All Right Willie, Airtight Willie and Me. You know, those were Iceberg Slim books. You can definitely check those out, you know, and I've definitely, Trick Baby was a good book. It was a real good book. You definitely got to check that out.
I like the flick,
those
man.
Are good reads.
I like the flick.
The flick
was pretty good.
The flick was good.
I'm going to check
that out. I read the book first. When I seen the film, I was like, you know what? I'm going to grab that up. And it was a hell of a good film. So, you know,
who was in that joint? One man from Hill Street Blues, one of the detectives?
Yeah.
He was
yes.
Trick Baby.
Yeah.
Word. He was Trick Baby.
Yeah.
And it was the white dude. It was the white dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Word.
That was a real cool movie. It was real cool. You know, right. they was basically a bunch of con artists, and they was getting over. You got to understand, the hustle back in the days was crazy. You know, these guys were doing three-card money, the shell game, cards, pickpockets. They was doing all types of slick tricks.
They was doing,
and these
just,
guys
just to put
down.
Food on the table, man. Just to put food on the table.
Yeah. Or dope in a vein, you know. They did what they did.
Yeah.
You know, the times were crazy.
Yeah, who was
man.
It? It was my man. It was the brother-in-law from the Jeffersons, and the chick from Carter Country was the girl in it. I know Carter Country was a show from the 70s and shit, man.
And what film are you talking about? In
Trick Baby. Trick Baby.
Oh, Trick Baby. Okay, yeah, Trick Baby.
Yeah, stars in it. The dude,
yeah.
The brother-in-law from the Jefferson. Not from. He was in All in the Family. Because he was George Jefferson's brother or some shit like that. And then Mel Stewart, I think his name was. And the chick, Vernie Hamilton. That was the moms. That was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's moms.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that was the chick
right.
that was in Trick Baby.
You'd be surprised at all of the actors that got their starts, you know, from back in the 70s and whatnot. You know, they got, like, from, you know, and entered into television and kept it moving.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you know, I'm just surprised that what's his name, Philip Michael Jacobs or Coach
Philip Michael Thomas?
No, that's the Miami Vice guy.
Yeah, he was in Book of Numbers.
Right, Michael Jacobs. That's Cochise, right?
Michael Jacobs from Cochise from Cooley High.
Yeah, what was his name?
Preach.
No,
I
not
don't know.
Preach. Cochise.
Cochise. Oh, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Lawrence. Okay, there you go. All right.
Yeah,
go.
Washington from
you.
Welcome Back, Carter.
Exactly. Now, that guy, I'm surprised he's not still acting, man, you know. He should be like a sergeant on Law and Order or something by now. I mean, like, come on. What happened?
You know, at least like that show, remember Martin Lawrence's show from the 90s? I got to give it to him. At least he tried to, you know, keep motherfuckers alive, like, you know, inviting them in different episodes and shit. You know, I got to give it to him. At least he tried to do that shit, man. Like, in Everybody Hates Chris, they try to bring everybody back from these old movies and shit. They try to put them in their shows. Mm-hmm. Like,
did they really?
Todd Bridges.
I never watched that show.
Yeah,
that show was dope.
Martin Lawrence, he even put your man Gary Coleman in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to bring everybody from the 70s, Big Shirley from What's Happening. He put her in there. You know, he brought in Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. He was in the episode with the Swinger episode.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
You know, him and Gina went to some party and shit. And he's like, it's time to get busy out this motherfucker.
Yep.
Get out of here.
In.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got it. No, I'm not saying I didn't watch Martin. I never watched Everybody Hates Chris. I never watched
that show was the shit, man.
That was a nice show. I'm surprised.
Yeah, he won
an
award
that
for
show.
That. Chris Rock won an award for that shit, man.
Yeah, that was the show.
Yeah, because I see it's in rotation like Wonder Years, so I'm figuring it must have been a decent show.
I got the first season and whatnot. I got to get all of them and shit, man. That's my shit, man. Everybody hates Chris.
Yo, listen, I want, this is all I want, right? I just want, just for 2 hours every Saturday, you know, between the hours of 6 and 8.
In the morning?
To have, you know, vintage cartoons. Just for 2 hours. That's all I'm asking. Just 2 hours, yo. Vintage cartoons.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can I get a Johnny Quest? You know what I'm saying? Can I get a Johnny Quest? I don't want to see
Adventures of Waldo Kitty.
Yo,
but don't they have, on Adult Swim, don't they have something like that sometimes or no?
Nah, it's too sporadic.
No, Boomerang used to have some shit like that, but then they even fell off.
Yeah, they don't do that no more. Yo, we need that, Party B. We need that. Yo, on the real, I would step my cereal game up if y'all do that.
That's what I'm saying, man.
I would
step
my cereal
game. And get the footy pajamas? Pajamas is
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, man.
Come on,
a big ass bowl of cereal and shit, man.
And
Fruity
good.
Pebbles.
Yeah, funny.
Man.
You
know? Motherfuckers
That's
don't
how
be
it's
knowing.
Supposed to be. They
Apple
damn
Jacks.
Sure don't. Well, Apple Jacks was good. You know,
Applejacks. Sugar Smacks.
Apple Jacks was my shit.
Sugar Smacks. That was like a honey thing, the Sugar Smacks, right?
Yeah.
You know what's a good cereal? I'm pretty sure it's probably disgusting now, but this was the joint. Your Fruity Pebbles. I worked with Fruity Pebbles for a little bit.
That used to be my joint.
They got too soggy
Fruity Pebbles,
too quick though.
That's the point. That's the problem with that. Once your cereal gets soggy, but you know what? I realized, and I learned this from a person who's a skilled technician. Apparently, we've been using too much milk with our cereal. No, really, because, you know, when you do it, you try to have your cereal swimming. That's not the concept.
No.
You're not supposed to do it like that.
I don't
that.
Do that.
We're doing it wrong,
like
party people. Exactly.
I don't like a lot of milk
I had
in
to
my
learn
cereal.
That from a scientist. Scientists put me onto that. And I've been eating it the same way forever. Like, why is my cereal getting soggy? Like, what, are you going to get firmer cereal? No, that's milk. Think about it. I mean, listen, and this light bulb just popped on just now. I'm just figuring this shit out. You know, it's crazy.
It's funny.
You know, yeah, I know. I got to know.
But Applejack was the shit, though. They didn't get too soggy. They didn't get too soggy.
Applejack's good. But I'm a Raisin Bran guy right now, you know.
Mm-mm.
A Raisin Bran guy. You know,
I still love Tony the Tiger.
Frosted Flakes. Oh, man,
come
listen.
On. With a banana cut up in it, that's my shit. Always will be.
Jay, tell them. Motherfuckers don't be knowing. Say it.
That's my thing. I've been eating that girl.
Motherfuckers don't be knowing.
Frosted Flakes with a banana cut up in it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And the milk has to come just beneath the line of the cereal. You can't have it above the cereal. It's got to be just beneath the line of cereal. It's got
to
be.
Say it,
Shay.
It's the only way.
Say it.
That's. I'm a cereal technician. Okay.
Motherfuckers don't be knowing.
Motherfuckers damn sure don't, you know. But take it on that note, party people. Yo, catch you a ball. We're going to be right back. I'm going to throw on a Jimmy Shore shot for you. You know, this is Camelot one more again, but this is Lucchini, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We rocking with the, yeah, we rocking with the greats this evening. Can you dig it?
This is it, what? Lucchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? Introduced in Phantom of the Dark, walk through my heaven with levitation from Reefers, Finch, and Divas, and E7 showboating with Rugas, Flash Vines, Belafonte, Jigga. Let's skate for what this worth as we confiscate your figures. Chasing over Brown, levitating, Jiki and Dashiki's the Lahada car. 54, chasing diamond, running, headed ice band. The big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck Strut. Freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly. Let me in your house, the pleasure from the knuckle swatch. Shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Monte Grobby, screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my capsules, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteers, two players for swerving no corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're the Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Lucchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrows for the seas, a black Caesar that convinced her silky days. Fat and nice, taking flight, down and going. Three sensations, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface. Bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
nine. And we hailing from the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura. Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora. Got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function. Stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning. Love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison. Get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Woof.
I just got one question. How my man rhyme and still hold the toothpick in his mouth?
I don't know. Them some smooth dudes, yo. Them some smooth dudes. That video,
yeah,
it was the smoothest cat.
In his mouth.
That was fire.
You know, that's right. Yeah, you had my man Sonny Chiba and Geechee Sway. Now, I'm going to tell you, y'all can still follow this group to this day. Camp Lo still putting out work. And as a matter of fact, there's a personal favorite of mine that Geechee Sway is doing. This is a recent joint, and it's called Ask About Me. It's, yo, he's really chopping it up in there. You want to hear him spitting? He's going in, yo. Shout out to Geechee Sway to Camp Lo. He laying it down, you know what I'm saying?
Is just him on that joint?
It's just him for Dolo, and he tore it down, you know. So, yeah, Geechee Sway get mad props, you know what I'm saying? Shani Cheap, yo, you know, I already know it. You the man, son. You got what's happening. I know what's going on with your big boy. You know what I'm saying? So the whole team is vicious to me. You know, I'm a Camp Lo fan, you know, from the jump. Them brothers definitely came out the gate doing the whole, you know, what's happening shit with, you know, with the video. I was in. I was like, I'm in.
They had Thoma in it from the good times.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Word up.
Yeah,
still looking kind of right,
you know,
there.
Not only that, but they freak it, man, with the album covers and all this other jazz. These guys mean business, man. They got a track called Fishnet Skyscrapers. Now, what kind of pimped out shit is that? Fishnet Skyscrapers? These
Say
dudes
word.
Mean business, man. Yeah.
Fishnet
These dudes mean
skyscrapers.
Business. And listen. Yeah, man. Satin Amnesia. You know what I mean? These dudes be on it.
They gotta be on some shit when they put some shit like that out.
Absolutely, man. These dudes is definitely but they are the smoothest dudes in the game, if you ask me. I mean, right now, they my man Geechee Sway, you my man, dude. You spitting and all that, but I don't know. Maybe you've been in Europe a little bit, fashion game nervous. On my opinion, what do I know? But it's a little nervous there, Geechee. You know what I mean? Just saying. Just saying, man. It's a little strange, a little tight, a little too tight, a little strange. You know, color, you know, plaids and polka dots, and you know, it just, and you know, hey, argyle, plaid, and polka dots at the same time.
Mm-mm.
All right?
No.
You know, yeah, it's like that. It's like that, man.
Yeah,
you know, I like
crazy.
To take certain pieces of an era and incorporate it into my thing. You know, these cats went all out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I draw the line, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's me. Can you dig it? And these guys do their thing. So, Camelot, shout out to them. One of the greatest to ever do it. You know what I mean? So, I never squeeze on them cats. You know, they do a good job. And that's real talk coming from no requests, you know. But, you know, those records definitely give you the flashback of the era. You know, even television shows, you know, was doing it up, you know, as far as that's concerned. But if you want to talk about picture shows, party people that you know, caught the moment, I would tell you to check out, actually, I think Riz put me on to this picture show many years ago, Short Eyes.
Miguel Pinheiro.
Yeah, I was talking about that a few times.
And then they had a biographical picture about him in the early 2000s, Benjamin Bratt. Pinheiro.
That was very
good. That joint,
it was
a very good
film.
Very good,
but I think
he
was a weird guy.
Yeah, he was weird.
He was a very weird guy. He had drug issues. This dude had issues. He had some serious issues. But I guess the movie just laid it down quite flat. You know, just put it all out there on blast, man.
Short Eyes or just Miguel Pinheiro?
No, the Miguel Pinheiro story when they did with Benjamin Bratt when they did that laid it down
very,
quite flat.
He was real talented. I mean, he wrote Starsky and Hutch. He wrote Beretta and even up to Miami Vice.
He
did his thing, man. And I think he wrote. I'm not sure. Look into Fort Apache, the Bronx, because he definitely was in it. He was the cat who stuck up the pharmacy in the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, he was out there. And, you know, he had a big thing happening with him, man. But like with everybody else, man, that drug game is serious, man.
It fucked him up,
Drug game is serious, man. Look at Chico and the Man, yo.
Freddie Prinze.
Look at Chico and the Man. Yeah, Freddie Prinze was a very talented comedian, and this guy was on the up and coming. He didn't even get in the sky yet. The dude was still on a tarmac.
In a takeoff pattern and shit.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah, he died, 24 years old?
Yeah, man. Way too young.
Yeah,
too
man.
Young.
Word.
And you know what freaks me out? You know Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Don't look nothing like his father.
Not only does he not look like his father, but don't, you disrespectful dude, you need the respect where it came from. Don't take the man's name if you're going to kick dirt on him. You understand? But you're not really respecting your lineage, man. It's a great guy that, you know, he made some mistakes, man. But respect us your pops, man. You know what I mean? How dare you take his name, and that propels you into your little hustle, and you can't give that man his due. That's a damn shame.
He
party
know.
People.
He did not know his pops, man.
Change his name. Listen, man. I know his pops better than him, and I ain't never met him. So what's his excuse? You know what I mean? Come on. I mean, come on. You coming from
Paco, things will get better.
Classic shit. Classic. Yo, all my Boricua heads out there. Yo,
word. Jose Feliciano sung that song and shit, man. Word.
Yeah, I played a part in the game. You know what I mean? Y'all was out there. You know, do your research. Do your history checks. You know?
Word.
On that note, party people, we going to tune out a little bit because we doing it in a close. You know? Yeah, that's right. We close.
You all know the
Prince
of Rap music.
Yeah, I know. But guess what, party people? I'm going to hit you in the head one more game before we dash, you know, for one of my favorite dudes who actually did the theme song, The Taxi. That song is called Angela. Mr. Bob James, you dig? And he meant business with that one. But one of my favorite Bob James records, which has been sampled in hip-hop's time and time and time again, has to be Nautilus, and that's what you're going to hear right now.
Ah!
That's the outro. Definitely, you know, if you're looking for the music you heard tonight, you can always iTunes and Amazon, and if you want to, you know, get tangible goods or mess with a digital format, definitely check out those books.
I want the phonograph.
Strongly. Oh, yeah. Oh, bruh, I only deal with vinyl, so I know where you're coming from. You know, put it
phonograph,
on the 8-track, really,
man.
You know, if you really want to get, you know, get it cracking, you know. But we got the Donald Goins collection. Y'all need to check that out. If you have already, recommend it to your peoples because these cats need to read.
Definitely.
Iceberg, Slim, Preston and Child. You know, there's many more.
Yo, DJ,
we're going to get to it.
DJ, no
what's
request. It's the education show.
Mark, can you take that? Where,
educational show.
We had to throw it out there. You know, you must learn. What, you know what I mean? Figure it out, man. Broaden your vocabulary. Please, people out there, get it together, man. I'm tired of
get
seeing y'all wilding out, man.
Read a book, man.
Yeah. And we could have got into y'all situation
with
what's going on out
there.
Exactly. You know, with that foolishness that happened in Mickey D's, next show, we're
going
to chop it up about the youth. We going in on y'all. Yo, listen.
Percy,
I stepped back for foolishness. Yeah, indeed. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep it peace tonight. But we're going to get in your ass in a minute, all right? So, y'all, I bid y'all good night. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to holler at y'all good people in a minute. Mr. Riz, Shay White,
good
no request.
Y'all stay up
peace.
And keep it out the sink.
Mm-hmm. Bye.